From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. French expatriates have been voting in France's presidential election taking place today. In New York City, French citizens like this one went to her country's embassy to vote.
And with the security issues, all the issues that we have right now, and all of the employment issues, I felt like maybe they needed a change. So maybe for the second round, I'll probably switch to another, but like so far, so good.
11 candidates in all are vying to replace incumbent President Francois Hollande, who announced earlier this year that he would not run for another term. The top two candidates emerging from today's voting will compete in a May 7th runoff. Scientists and their supporters took the unprecedented step of staging marches in more than 600 cities worldwide in the face of what they see as a growing political assault on evidence-based knowledge. Here in Washington, Joe Rumm, the founding editor of climateprogress.org, said so-called science nerds have made a huge difference in the modern world.
So nerds were crucial to founding and building this country. Nerds can do anything if we work together. We can save the climate with nerd power, but only if we defend science from attack. After all, climate change is reality, not reality TV.
And that international event coincided with Earth Day. Activists monitoring Syria's long-running civil war say airstrikes have seriously damaged an underground medical center in Idlib province, just kilometers from the site of a deadly chemical attack that sparked international outrage in a U.S. cruise missile retaliation earlier this month. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said airstrikes targeted a cave that housed the rebel-controlled Abdin Medical Facility. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.